This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, whether you've locked into the legendary 550K Fire in Bismarck, Mandan, AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo, Moorhead, KTGO, Tioga, Stanley, Watford City in Williston, or a KLTC in Dickinson. We appreciate the fact that you are listening. I mean, it's a short week, so just make the most of it, folks. I'm going to make the most of it by capping it off in Tioga on Friday at the 56th Annual Tioga Farm Festival. We'll be up there broadcasting for our friends at Pinnacle Travel Plazas. And we're going to be at the 4-H Livestock Show. You know, Pinnacle, of course, is a product of what was once the Farmers Union Oil Co-op up there for a lot of years in Stanley and Tioga. And quite appropriate that the folks at Pinnacle are sending us over for the 4-H Livestock Show, which they're bringing back to be part of the show on Friday, September 11th. So we'll be there for that, and I am really, really looking forward to that as well. Also, I want to tell you that we are brought to you today in part by our friends at Pinnacle. I said Pinnacle already, didn't I? Well, that's Friday. Not Pinnacle, Polar. A couple of P's. Polar Service Center. And they have something new going on these days at Polar Service Center locations. They're in Kildare. They're in Billings, Montana. And you've heard me talk about their tank wash and all the parts they offer and all of that. Well, guess what? They are adding some new services. In addition to the tank work, and the truck wash and all the trailer work, they now are going to be doing truck maintenance and truck repair as well. Literally brake jobs, suspension jobs, you need an engine job done, clutch jobs. A number of fleets have contracted with the folks at Polar to do all of their service work now. And so they're adding employees, as you've heard us talk about, and going to work. So they've got a full-service diesel shop, and they are going to work. So they have, again, the fleet maintenance shop going right now. And so in addition to all the other things, just keep that in mind. If you're looking for a service, the folks at Polar now can do it all. And you'll find them on the top of the hill, Highway 22 North in Kildare, or exit 452 or 455 north side of I-90 in Billings. And if you need that tank wash, remember, tell them Scott sent you. They'll take care of you at Polar Service Center. All right, so this hour, we're going to do something a little bit different for us, although different only in the sense of who's participating and the particular agency they represent. We regularly do trooper talk in the program, give you a chance to talk to troopers that are out there patrolling the highways of North Dakota. Today, we've invited in the police chiefs, and we have both Bismarck and Fargo police chiefs on the program today to answer any and all questions that you might have on the program as well. Dan Donlan is the chief of the Bismarck Police Department, and David Todd is the interim chief of the Fargo Police Department. Chief Donlan, got you loud and clear. How you doing?
Yes, sir. Scott, thank you. I appreciate the time to be able to interact and talk with you and your constituents out there.
And we appreciate it very much, and we thank you for doing this. Chief Todd, are you there?
I am, Scott. Nice to be here, and hello to Dan out in Bismarck.
Hey, Chief Todd, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
You know, the initial spark for this idea was some reporting about crime statistics and how they were on the rise. But obviously, we welcome any and all questions or comments for the Chiefs today. I want to start about getting your impressions about just how we, when I say we, the people that you serve in your respective cities and the public in general, react towards law enforcement these days, specifically cops. There's a story out today out of the Aurora Police Department, which was on high alert all day yesterday after their dispatch operator received an alarming and anonymous call. And I'm going to play it here for the audience if they haven't heard it yet, and then get each of you to comment on this. We'll talk a little bit about this.
Innocent
All right, in case you couldn't hear that, I mean, basically what they're saying is it's time that you guys know we are no longer playing around with the police departments, specifically mentioned in this case Aurora and Denver. We're about to start striking fear, shooting down all cops that we see by themselves. This will go for the sheriff's department. You guys are evicting innocent people. Let us catch you by yourself, and it's shots fired. And that comes on the heels of a demonstration at the the Minnesota State Fair down in St. Paul, where some equally disturbing rhetoric was being uttered by this mob of people that were disturbing folks. And I can't watch this, see this, hear this, and not just get, number one, very irritated, but also chills that this is going on in the United States of America right now. Chief Todd, I'll start with you. I mean, does this concern you, and what's going on?
Well, that's a great, it's been a topic of conversation around here, Scott. And yes, it does concern me. I see some of these movements across the country kind of being taken over by anarchist type people that have kind of hijacked different movements throughout the country, very anti-law enforcement, very anti-government. And so, you know, you'd watch things like that and you're concerned about them. I think one of the things, and maybe Chief Donlin will have the same thing to say, but I think one of the things I've found here, at least within our community, that support is very high for law enforcement. But that's not just because of positional authority or just who we are. I think it's more about what we've done. As an agency, we have been very conscious and proactive about reaching out to our community in every way we possibly can, through social media, through neighborhood meetings, through block parties, trying to, you know, reinforce that we are part of the community. We're not set apart. We're not an occupying force. We are part of the community. We're the people that live next door. We got kids on your baseball team. We like to barbecue with our neighbors. And by trying to push that type of philosophy, that type of message out, I think that's helped within our community so that we haven't seen a lot of this anarchist type of behavior.
And Chief Donlin, your tick?
Yeah, Chief Dodd eloquently kind of just wrapped that up. We work in our community, too. We do a lot of what we call social investment. As Chief Todd said, our officers, they know. I mean, we preach this to them all the time, and they know they are a part of the community. Those police officers are just the ones that are being paid full time to go out and patrol their community, enforce the laws, and truly be there to help other people. We've seen a lot of positive support in the Bismarck area for law enforcement here. I know there was just a nice project that was initiated out in Cass County and Fargo PD. We're on with this thumbs up. We're jumping on board to that. When I go out in the public here, just like you said, Scott, got a lot of citizens that are really encouraging our officers. Receive a lot of emails, Facebook posts, and we get that out to the officers. There's so much negativity right now in anti-law enforcement in the national media. I watch it and I get sickened by it. You know, after 27 years doing this job, being born and raised in Bismarck, we've got a great community, just like Fargo does, and it's important for our community to know that our officers are out there. Nobody's perfect, but our officers are out there doing the best that they can do with a lot of compassion and bravery out there doing the job.
Now, this is in Denver, this most recent one, but and obviously that's a lot different than a Fargo or a Bismarck, thankfully. That's why we live where we live, right? But it's specifically saying, you know, we catch you by yourself, and it's shots fired. Chief Donlin, is there any protocol there where in this environment, even though obviously this is not a majority opinion by any way, shape, or form here, that officers need to be more careful about what's going on nationally?
Yeah, yes, sir. We put that out to our officers. They're fully aware of what's going on, you know, nationwide, that it can happen anywhere. We know that. We want to make sure they're tactically aware when they're out in the community. But they're professionals, and they're out there to interact with the community. We are really pushing our officers out here. You know, Scott, when they respond to calls, it's always dealing with something negative. Somebody's been victimized. They've had something stolen from them. They've been assaulted, different things like that. They're making an arrest on somebody. It just has a negative impact whenever they're there, but our officers try to make a positive impact in those negative situations. But we're also encouraging them to go out and find those opportunities, not find them, but make those opportunities to interact with the public in a positive, non-enforcement contact type situation. You know, there's been officers that have been shot in two-man cars as of late, as well as single officers. We have doubled up a couple more strategically in going after our crimes that are occurring when we do our analysis of the crimes. We've got some cars that are doubling up now, but not too many. So the officers are aware, they're backing themselves up, but they also are aware that 95% of the public absolutely supports what they're doing.
Our telephone number on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, if you have a question or comment. By the way, we have another gift certificate from the cafeteria for some of that great breakfast, thanks to Cloverdale, coming up this hour. 800-228-0550. Questions or comments for the Chief of Police, this is Mark Fargo. On the program today, straight ahead.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
No!
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Dr. Sam Markell, NDSU Extension Plant Pathologist. Soybean farmers, please plan to attend one of the three NDSU soybean cyst nematode field days this September. Soybean cyst nematode is one of the most destructive soybean diseases in the United States, and it continues to spread through North Dakota. Learn about sampling, biology, nematicides, resistant varieties, and more. Soybean cyst nematode sampling bags will be available for farmers, and the testing is funded courtesy of the North Dakota Soybean Council. Join us September 4th in Absaraka, September 9th in Galesburg, and September 11th in Hankinson. All soybean cyst nematode field days begin at 10 a.m. and conclude with lunch. For more information and directions to the plots, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
On the program today, talking with the Chiefs of Police, both Bismarck and Fargo. Your questions or comments are welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I'll say that again nice and slow because I was scolded kindly by one of our fine listeners last week. You just say those numbers too darn fast. Okay. 800-228-0550. Nice and easy if you're in Bismarck, Mandan. It's 258-0550.
from any 701 number, actually. 701-258-0550. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. We're brought to you in part today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. You've been hearing more and more about that particular group lately. And their website, as you've heard me tell you, is a great resource to just learn about how it's not just for sure that when you flip the switch, your power's there, right? Your light's on. And for sure, at the cost you now pay, because we have the lowest cost of electricity in among the lowest in the entire country, and the vast majority of what our power is powered by coal, lignite, right here. So you want to keep it that way? I do, too. That's why we need SecureEnergyFuture.org. That's the website, SecureEnergyFuture.org. And to find out more about the coalition and let your member of Congress know what you think about this clean power plan right now. You need to. It's very, very important. All right. So we continue on our conversation now. Chief Dan Donlan, Chief David Todd, the police department's with us today answering your questions and comments. And a full bank of calls we'll be getting to here as well at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Waiting for the first name, Manny. I guess I could ask one of the 900 questions that I have, but I always appreciate deferring to the callers. Let me just ask you about crime overall. You know, it's a dumb question to ask a police chief if they're concerned about crime. Of course you are, right? When I want to ask the question with this caveat. Is it getting to the point where it's, worse than you thought it would be at this point? You know, obviously when you have more people, you're going to have more issues, more traffic violations, more crime. But is the concern outpacing our population growth? That's where I'll go with that first. Chief Todd?
Well, it's a concern, Scott. I don't know that it's something that we haven't anticipated. Fargo's growing about 3,500 people per year. So that's about 10 or 11 people per day. And as cities grow, as people come in from different parts of the country to reside here, the vast majority of them are good, hardworking people that just want to contribute and make a living. But, you know, you get a few bad apples in there, and that includes some gang issues that come here because they're attracted by our good economy. And so, in anticipation of that growth, we've seen some of that activity pick up, and we've tried to match that with resources, you know, targeted towards that criminal activity. So we've seen crime go up a little bit. We've seen gang activity increase, but we've done some things to address those.
All right. And Chief Donlan, how about you?
Yeah, again, I agree with what Chief Todd had to say. Very concerned with a crime. Anytime there's increases in crime, it is concerning law enforcement. Our goal and our job out there is to try to hold people accountable, prevent crime as much as we can. But the police can only do so much with the limited resources they have. And that's where we need the public to be able to stand up and take those steps that they need to take in order to reduce their likelihood that they will be victimized or become victims of crime. I'm not overly concerned. We had a big spike here in 2011 and 2012, where our crime rates really seemed to increase. 2013, 2014 for us in the Bismarck area overall has kind of come down a little bit, but maintaining steady. We came down in our calls for service, 5% in 2013, but that was after the previous 2 years. Our calls for service went up 14% total in those 2 years. Now we've come down about 5%, and in 2014, just a little bit less than 0.5%. So we're kind of maintaining there. Our property crimes are up a little bit. That's concerning because, as I stated, many of these are preventable. The theft from motor vehicles, the theft of the vehicles, those types of things. The good news on our side here in this area is our assaults, serious assaults, aggravated assaults and simple assaults, those are down, significantly down, and have gone down for the last couple of years. So that's a good trend to see as well.
All right, let's take some calls for our guests as well on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And Gene and Bismarck, you're first. Go ahead. Are you there, Gene?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Sure, go ahead.
First of all, thank you guys for your service. I really, 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 truly do respect you guys, and you have a job that they don't get paid enough, that's for sure.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. Talk to my commissioners. No, I'm kidding, Commissioner. I'm kidding.
My question is, I'm a concealed carry permit owner. pistol, and I do carry a pistol. And
sure.
I'm wondering, if I got pulled over, say, for speeding or DUI check or whatever, how would you like me to, what do you expect from me?
My recommendation is whether you have it on your person or whether you have it in your car, you've got your concealed carry permit, is to let the officer know once they make contact with you and he or she advises you of the reason for the stop, let them know that you are a concealed carry permit holder and that you do have a firearm in your car. They'll ask where it is, and then just follow the officer's instructions from there. Each officer handles those a little bit differently depending on the situation, but just inform them so there's no surprises that you do have a firearm in the car and that you do have that concealed carry permit, and everything should be good to go.
All right. Yeah, I realize right now it's kind of a spooky situation. I wouldn't want to be in that situation either, but how do you feel about concealed carry? Are you cool with it, or...
I have no problem. I'm very, pro-gun. It's our rights to have those firearms out there, good law-abiding citizens. But with that also comes a high level of responsibility and the duty to really train yourself. The old adage of, having that to defend yourself or defend others is really good. And I talk into detail, could go on for an hour on these active shooters, whether it's malls or theaters, and whether or not a good person like you carrying a firearm, it's not just black and white that you would be readily available to identify the bad guy in a shooting, and what we don't want is a good guy on good guy shooting. We have that across this country with law enforcement called blue on blue, friendly fire, where law enforcement officers shoot other law enforcement officers because they're not recognized as the good guy. So it's a lot of responsibility. Just be careful.
Very
appreciate the call, Gene. Thank you very much. Emailer says... this is a question, by the way, for Chief Todd. I would like to know why the Fargo PD does not have to obey the laws, like signaling turns, not talking on cell phones while driving. Also, I've been at a light and a car has ran the red light with a Fargo PD vehicle at the intersection and no pursuit.
Well, we do have to follow the laws. Talking on your cell phone is not against the law. I think, texting or manipulating your phone where you're texting a phone while you're driving is against the law. Now, if our officers aren't driving appropriately, and you want to make a complaint about that, we certainly have a process for doing that. But if an officer is responding to an emergency situation, Of course, it's appropriate for them to use their lights and or siren while they're doing that to get them there safely. And when they're doing that, then there's certain elements of the law that we are able to circumvent, such as going through a red light in a safe manner or exceeding the speed limit. But
sure.
If there's some inappropriate driving taking place that you witness and you'd like to speak with us about it, we will certainly address that.
More coming up with the Chiefs on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Jay, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
I have an Anderco Steel building, and I want to say that Alan and Ed are good, honest, hardworking people. I listened to their ideas and suggestions, and I'm glad we did. They come to the site and check on their crews. They're really on top of everything. The building they put up for us is solid, and it will last us for years.
Call Anderco for the best in steel buildings and customer service. 701-277-7078. That's 701-277-7078.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains on this Tuesday edition of the program continues. Off to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. We do have a lucky winner to come yet before the end of the hour. And Cloverdale is serving up free breakfast at your choice of locations. The Prairie Mill Cafe is what they call a cafeteria in the Sanford Hospital in Fargo. It's also just, I think it's just the Sanford Health Cafeteria in Bismarck. But both places have Cloverdale products on the breakfast menu, and they're great. And so we have a gift certificate today. Just one of the many places that serves Cloverdale, and this is Cloverdale's way of saying thank you. We appreciate that very much. Here's a North Dakota-made product, and it's in two health institutions of North Dakota. It's a good fit, good match. So anyway, you know, they told me stories earlier that if you stay in the I've never been a patient at Sanford Health in Bismarck. But I understand there are many places within the hospital where you, in the morning, can smell the Cloverdale bacon. Now, if there's anything that would make me, you know, want to get up out of that hospital bed and get home and have it be the smell of Cloverdale bacon. So I think that's a brilliant idea, actually. A little aromatherapy there for everybody. Back to our conversation with the two top cops in North Dakota, Police Chief Dan Donald of Bismarck and Chief David Todd, who's the interim chief for the Fargo Police Department, joining us on the program today. Telephone number with your questions on that Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550. And TJ in Bismarck has a question for our guest. Go ahead, TJ.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to the Bismarck chief. He lived here 8 years, and his officers are some of the most courteous and helpful guys I ever run across. But we moved back to my home area around Watford City right in the middle of the boom, and I was just wondering if any of that stuff our local PD over there is going through has trickled down here to Bismarck.
As far as the types of crime that you're seeing in the...
We've got a lot bigger incident of, like, bar fights and stuff, and then a lot more of stolen property.
Yeah, absolutely, TJ. That's kind of, you know, one of our issues. Our burglaries came down in 2013. That was pretty good. But right now, our burglaries and our thefts of properties, thefts from motor vehicles, they're on basically almost doubling what we had last year already, this year to date. So it is very concerning. Chief Dodd also mentioned some gang activity. We haven't seen a whole lot of gang activity in the Bismarck, but they're moving through, sometimes sticking around a little bit. We know that there are some issues out west, and we're cognizant of that. So, you know, absolutely, we are seeing some of those increases. I always tell people in our community, we're not really seeing anything new. We're just seeing a little more of it.
Right. We actually ran into gang. They were actually driving to small towns and stealing stuff and moving it to Wollaston.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, North Dakota is booming. As Chief Todd said earlier, it's not just the oil. That's a huge part of it, but it's the economy up here. You know, if we've lived up here, we know the great state that this is. We know the great people that live in this community. And the people that are moving in, as Chief Todd also stated, are vast majority law-abiding, good, productive people. And that's great. And they see how wonderful it is to raise a family up in this area. But with this boom, with this economy, we're one of the fastest growing population states in the country. Some bad comes in. And it's not all, don't get me wrong, it's not all people that are moving in here that are causing the crime, and I don't want that to be the message either. We have plenty of locals that we're dealing with that have lived here a long time, you know, that we're aware of as well. So we just try to keep doing our job. And TJ, I really appreciate your kudos for the officers. It's a difficult time right now. They need to hear from the public in all of our communities and thank those officers and encourage them. We need the majority to stand up here versus what's kind of going on nationwide.
Thanks for the call. TJ emailer says, this is from Joe. My question is about late night fishing for drunks. I get pulled over for no front license plate and get warnings. This only happens late at night, clearly looking for drunks. Is this the most efficient use of police officers' time and resources? Shouldn't you be looking for actual drunk drivers? Chief Todd, you want to take that one?
Well, we do look for actual drunk drivers, and we use what we call saturation patrols for the most part to do that. You know, the majority of the fatality accidents that we deal with here in the city of Fargo are alcohol related, and so we think that's a good investment to try to prevent people from driving while intoxicated. And I think we're starting to see some results from that, not just in Fargo, but statewide. DUIs have been down throughout the state, including Fargo, and I'm attributing that to some change in behavior where people are deciding not to drive while they're intoxicated. They're making plans to get a cab or Uber or have a friend drive them.
Chief Donlan, would he be right in his premise that saying, if I don't have a front license plate, I have a better chance of that being a reason to pull me over at 1:30 in the morning than it would at 1:30 in the afternoon?
You know, just because of the sheer amount of traffic that's out there during the afternoon and the calls for service that the officers are responding to, you know, probably accurate in that he may be more likely to be pulled over for that early in the morning, later at night, just because there isn't as much traffic out there. But I would take a little disagreement as to not real criminals. I can give you example upon example upon example of an officer pulling a car over for expired tabs, no headlights, or no headlight. What was his example? No front plate, that type of thing. That leads into much bigger crimes, the DUIs, the possession of the drugs, and things like that. And I don't have exact details, but if I'm not mistaken, maybe Chief Todd knows, it was closer over there, eastern Minnesota. They just, I think an officer pulled somebody over there for expired tabs. And look at the load of drugs that they got out of that vehicle. So our officers are out there looking for those small things, because many times those small things lead into very big crimes.
Let's go to Tom in Jamestown. You're next for the Chiefs. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, I would just like to make a comment getting back to what you said about there's policemen across the United States who are being falsely accused in a variety of different areas, usually where it's very, very serious, where they had to defend themselves and someone was killed or wounded as a result of that, and yet they're being falsely accused of abuse, that type of thing. These policemen sometimes, the way I understand it, end up having to go to court to clear themselves, and in some cases they run up huge, huge legal bills that can be very, very devastating economically for their families. Is there any type of fund that is set up anywhere, a national fund or maybe it's state by state, where if someone wanted to help out, they could contribute to this fund that you could mention?
Boy, you know, I'm not familiar with a fund like that. I know a number of the officers have belong to the Fraternal Order Police, and then they have a legal defense plan that they can pay into, where if something like that happens, the Fraternal Order of Police would provide them with legal representation. So that's the only one that I'm aware of. But let me just speak to a little more of what you're talking about there. You know, there are the police officers or law enforcement in general does not mind. They don't mind one bit being held to a higher standard. That we think that's an expectation, because we're upholding the law and we're charged with enforcing it. So that is fine with us. In fact, we prefer it that way. But I also think that it's incumbent upon leadership of police departments and sheriff's departments that if you know your person did the right thing, you've got the facts, that you put that out as quickly as possible to the public, because we have kind of a runaway media situation here, a lot because of social media, where it's important to get the truth out as quick as you can, because if you don't and you hold on to that, after a while the truth becomes irrelevant and the story gets lost, and then your officers pay the price for that.
Okay. Appreciate the call, Tom. Thank you very much. Chief Todd, anything you wanted to add to that?
Well, that was Chief Todd.
I'm sorry, Chief Donlin, sorry.
No problem. Well said. Yeah, it is important that all police departments across our state get your message out. As he stated, you know, we look into if there's an officer-involved shooting. We have our leadership team comes in right away, and we start making sure to get the facts, basic facts as to what happened. Now, we can't release everything because you don't want to jeopardize the investigation, of course, but it is important that you get those basics out there. You know, you can't get a law enforcement agency can't get through these times and for a long time by being able to say no comment. It just looks bad. You know, the media has a job to do. We have a great, great working relationship with the media in our community, and they rely on us. We rely on them. So we do exactly what Chief Todd just alluded to, which is we get the facts of basic facts, get it out there, and then put that message out. Now, we're not going to go on Facebook and Twitter and all that and argue every counterpoint, because it's just futile to do that. We put the basics out and then let the investigation take its course.
800-228-0550 is our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline if you have a question or comment for our guest. Pat in Wilton, you're next.
Scott, I'm sorry. I forgot what I was going to say.
I do it 10 times a day, Pat, you know, so don't feel bad at all. But
I'm not the only one.
Call back. Thank you.
You call back in, and you'll think of it. That's actually a sign of, you know, you're engrossed in the topic. So you've been waiting a while, and you just heard some good radio. Appreciate that. Brad and Beulah, your take. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Somebody that commutes to work every day, I'm wondering how frustrating it is for the chief of police to deal with the legislature and their refusal to raise the speed limits and the fines.
I'll go ahead and take that one first.
Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, no problem. It gets a little frustrating. I was only, you know, more heavily involved in this last legislative session, most recently a little bit on the biennium 2 years ago. You know, we would love to see the fines go up. There is absolutely zero deterrent for people to not run that red light. As I state, you know, how many officers, I don't know about Fargo, but how many officers do we have out in the field that are available to actually pull a vehicle over for the red light violations, because the majority of them are responding to calls, and we're working well with our commission and our city officials to get as many officers out there as we can. But the likelihood of a person running a red light, that there's a police officer there at the time and isn't on the way to go take care of something else, is slight, you know, so there's no deterrent. Whatever, I'm sorry, I haven't been out in the field in a while. What is it, Dave? $10, $20 for a red light violation?
It $20, and then, you know, up to a certain mile per hour, it's only $1 per mile per hour.
Yeah, with the speeding.
But you know,
it absolutely is not a deterrent. We're working with our legislators to try to get that across, that they need to be raised. People come in.
Hold tight, gentlemen. Hang tight. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. Don't go away. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Finding a meal for $4 these days is not easy to do, unless you stop at PetroServe USA all day, every day, and pick up the hot stuff, personal pan pizzas. 20-ounce drink, two cookies, four items for $4 all day, every day. Plus, great savings on Deli Express sandwiches, like the charbroil with cheese, chicken with cheese, and barbecue rib. The big ones, $2.99 each. Mars King-size candy bars, 79 cents each. Jack Lynx 2-ounce sticks are only $1.85 each. Plus, save on Pringles Grab-and-Go, 79 cents, and Kellogg's Cheez-Its, just 79 cents each, too. Stock up on clothing. New styles of NDSU clothing have arrived. Stop in, take a look. Here's some Minnesota and North Dakota hoodies, only $14.99 each at PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better by giving you choice at the pump. That's right. Look for the red, white, and blue banner. And stop and see the good folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. A PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mataje Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself, or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Time to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Chris from Wolford is here to talk about how the harvest is going up that way, Bisbee, Rugby, and the Wolford area. Chris, tell me.
Yeah, harvest here has been going really well. We actually just finished up our small greens here about 5 days ago. Wheat and barley has all come off the field, and we've had average or above average yields. Guys in this area are just starting to work on their canola crop. Personally, on our farm here, we're working on getting some things ready for next spring. doing some field work, some tillage, and some prep for next spring, and getting our combines ready for soybean and corn harvest, which kind of looks like it's going to be right around the corner, maybe 10 days to 2 weeks. And in between that time, we're also doing some soil sampling and trying to get things situated for next year. You always got to look ahead and try to get those nutrients in your game plan, I guess you could call it, in place for next year.
That sounds great. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate that. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at NDFB.org. That's NDFB.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. All right, a few minutes left with our guest, the Chief of Police of the Fargo and Bismarck Police Departments, Police Chief Dan Donlan here, Bismarck, David Todd of Fargo. Questions or comments in our final moments, welcome at 800-228-0550. Before the break, we're talking a little bit about, speed limits and enforcements and increases in the fines, especially from the legislature. Roger and Bismarck, by the way, you are the winner of our Cloverdale gift certificate of the day, which is from Sanford Health Cafeteria. If you're in Bismarck, we'll give you a Bismarck one, so you need to call Manny back and so we can get you the address and mail you that off. So Roger and Bismarck, way to go. But Chief Donald, Chief Todd, I think it's safe to say from each of you, you would like to see the fines increased. You'd encourage the legislature to increase those fines to add a little bit of a deterrent. That's what I detected. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, this is what I was saying. Go ahead, Chief Todd. Well, I agree with what Chief Donlan said. I mean, our job is to go and speak to the legislators and give them a perspective that we have as law enforcement officers. But ultimately, the decision is up to them as to what laws they pass. But these fines that we have now were, I think, instituted back in 1956, if I recall correctly, and they haven't changed. And I think they really provide little to no deterrence at all, like Chief Donlan said. In fact, you know, when we pull somebody over and give them a ticket for speeding, what we're doing isn't, the fine doesn't even come close to covering the cost of issuing that citation and processing it through municipal court. And it'd be nice to at least that those costs would be somewhat covered. Not that we're in this to generate revenue. We're in it to have a safe community. But when your fines don't produce deterrence, then I think it's time to look for a change.
James in West Fargo, let's get you in on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead. James, are you there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, 3 years ago, there was an off-duty West Fargo police officer who was arrested by Fargo police on suspicion of assault and disorderly conduct. Well, his charges were reduced and later dropped, and he's now a police chief in Western North Dakota. And the ironic thing is the same police officer, I had got two misdemeanors from him when I was 17-year-old. And, of course, they stuck, and I got kicked out of the service. So I'm just, how should the general public feel about that kind of hypocrisy that he's rewarded as a law enforcement individual and as an adult when you think you would know better working in, you know, as a law enforcement officer, but as a minor, he sticks it to me, rightfully so, and the punishment is severe, and that's all there was to the story. How should the general public feel about something like that?
Well, you got some good points there, but I mean, I think what I'm hearing you say is law enforcement in this area held him responsible through the prosecution. The prosecutor, for whatever reason I'm not familiar with, but decided to reduce those charges to get a plea. At some point, it sounds like this person got a law enforcement job in a different part of the state. And I know that when we hire people, we do extensive backgrounds on them. And if there's questionable behavior in their past, that sometimes causes us not to hire them. So I don't know what else to say to your comments other than that. So.
I appreciate the call. We only have a minute left. So, John in Minot and the others that are waiting, I'm going to ask you next time we are lucky enough to schedule these two gentlemen, please call back and ask your question. One texter says, and this will be quick, what qualifications are needed to become a police officer? Also, does being an active duty military police veteran substitute the college degree needed for the job?
In Bismarck, yes.
We just made that change, I think, within the last year or two, where we had required, and we still do, a minimum of 60 semester credit hours or a two-year degree, along with some other quals that I won't go into. But we did waive that education for both active military service, I believe it's 4 years, in lieu of the secondary education. And then also if you have, I think it's like 3 years of field law enforcement experience, that we would waive that education requirement as well.
We're still at the two-year of degree or higher mark. We do give preference points to veterans in the hiring process, but we do have the two-year degree.
All right, very interesting. Well, obviously, you'll take more.
Sure. Yes, we're always looking for good quality people.
Protect and serve the good cities you both serve. Thank you, gentlemen. Really appreciate this today. We appreciate it very much, okay?
Happy to come on anytime, Scott.
All right, take care. Great fun. Really was. Thanks again to both our guests. And we'll do this again. God bless you, folks. We're out of time. We'll see you tomorrow.
When building a home, you have a lot of decisions to make, from the carpet to the cabinets to the appliances. With Gate City Bank, there's one decision you won't have to worry about, your interest rate. Because Gate City Bank lets you lock in your interest rate up to 12 months in advance. And that's a better way to build. Get started at GateCityBank.com. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Brandon. The disease I got from smoking led to me having both of my legs amputated. It's called Berger's disease. It can destroy your skin tissue and lead to infection, gangrene, or worse. So I have a tip in case that happens to you. Take showers instead of baths, and use a shower chair. You'll find bathtubs are a lot harder to get in and out of when you don't have legs.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. sold out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.